Pray in the fullness of your being, not its need. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Pray in the fullness of your being, not its need. Our tendency is to be praying for our individual needs, what our needs are, and they keep changing. And who knows what your needs are, and who knows what needs to be taken care of? We all think we're pretty smart. We have a cold. We think, why is that cold there? What has caused that cold to be? What has brought that cold into my life, into my world? And we don't really know. We haven't figured it out. The cold, the most common experience that humanity seems to experience, and they haven't figured it out yet. They're working on it. They're working on it. They're working on it diligently. And they like to do the detail work and figure it out. And one day, perhaps, they'll figure it out. Now, what is it that causes a cold? What is it that causes illness? What is it that causes any condition that's contrary to the condition that we say we want to experience? What is it that causes any condition in our world, in our life, in our experience that is contrary to what we say we want to experience? Well, our mind is the only force in the universe that does anything at all. It runs, controls, directs, activates all the things that are going on in the world. And everything in the world takes place because of what's going on in our mind. And so, you would think that we would do everything in our power to understand our mind, to work with our mind, to know how to utilize our mind so that it can bring forth all of the things that we want to bring forth in our world. Now, how are we going to go about doing that? How are we going to go about understanding our mind, understanding our thinking system, to know what's going on in our universe? How are we going to understand that? Well, it's not necessarily the easiest thing in the world to do. It's not necessarily the easiest thing in the world to understand what's going on. But yet we still try. We still seek to understand. We seek to know what's going on. Right at this very moment, two cats have jumped up on my table on my desk here. We have Jeannie and we have Sammy. And they're visiting each other today here at the Hermitage and having a very good time. Jeannie comes up and wants a little cuddling, a little loving. And so I caress her, and she walks around here on the keyboard. She walks around here on the table. And then up jumps Sammy with the tenderest feet in the world and comes around to see what Jeannie's doing. And he wants a little bit of that loving, too. And so I give them each a little bit of loving while I'm talking to you. And each one is very, very happy. And after they've had as much as they want to reconfirm the fact that they are very much loved, after they have reconfirmed that fact to themselves, off they go again onto some other adventure. And today there's a big dark cloud that has come over the sky, and it has sort of taken over the entire sky. And at 6 o'clock in the morning, the cloud is just making the sky look dark and ominous. And I say, wow, maybe it'll be rain, maybe it'll be wonderful. And so maybe it will. Now, what is my mental attitude going to do to the sky? What is my mental attitude going to do to the cloud that's up there? What's it going to do to the rain that may be there? It's all according to my desire and my thought. But it's not my thought about the individual cloud. It's not my thought about the individual cat coming up and jumping into my attention and wanting to have petting and wanting to have loving. It's the overall. It's the overall thought. Not its need, but its purpose. The cat jumps up here on my lap to want attention. She doesn't want me to hold her and control her and keep her and hold him and hold him and hold him and keep him. They want just to know that they are being loved. They want to know that they are being cared for. They want to know that in the overall picture, they are harmonious with me and I am with them. And after they have confirmed that, to their satisfaction, which takes perhaps an instant sometimes, and sometimes it just takes a look, they look up at me and I smile at them and they say, good, and on they go into their wonderful activity, into their wonderful world. Now, when we pray in the fullness of our being, not its particular needs, we find that the prayer is fulfilled. The prayer is answered. Prayer is saying, it's an affirmation. Prayer is a revelation to our mind and our soul and our being that says, I am that which I am praying about. So I'm praying about health, then I am health. I'm praying about love, I am love. I am praying about a thing, I am that thing. I am praying about anything at all, and it is done. Now, that's the slow boat to China, and that is just fine. But why do we want to take the slow boat to China? Why do we want to do things so tediously? Why do we want to do things in such a way that it takes our time, our attention, it takes our continuation of affirming, affirming, affirming? Why do we want to do that? Why do we want to do that when we know the truth? Prayer, as we pray in the fullness of our being, we find that every need is fulfilled. When we pray in the fullness of our being, and that prayer is, for instance, all is in divine order. Now, if you have a need and you have a cold, and that disturbs you, and you'd like that cold to be ended, you'd like to be in perfect health again. So you say, I am in perfect health now. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. And you say not just that your health is in divine order, but your attitude is in divine order. Not only your attitude, but your actions and the things you do. How do you look at yourself? How do you feel? Ellen likes to tell me, she just loves to go swimming in our swimming pool. And we have a solar-heated swimming pool by the sun, and it's been warm these past days, and the sun has made the pool quite nice. And so Ellen gently gets into the pool, and she says, oh, that's so good. But it's so good. Once you're in the pool, once you're in the water, you feel so good. You feel so fantastic. Well, you see, she has the mental attitude as she is going to the pool that it might quite likely be cool. It might not be as warm as she would like it to be. And so, what happens to her? What happens to her when the pool is not as warm as she would like it to be? Well, what happens to her is that the pool is not comfortable immediately. The pool is not immediately what she would like it to be. Now, Daniel Benetti, who is our webmaster, he likes to come here to the campus, and he likes to participate in swimming in the pool, and he likes to do all of the things that we do here on campus. But he also, when he's in town, he has the YMCA where he likes to go swimming and other places, and there sometimes the water is too warm, and sometimes it's too cool, and sometimes it's so variable that it disturbs him. Well, if he would pray in the fulfillment of his being, not its need, he would know that everything is in divine order. When he gets into the swimming pool, it's in divine order. The water is in divine order. When he does anything, his body will acclimate according to his mind. And whatever his mind tells his body, that is what his body does. Whatever our mind tells our body, that's what our body does. If we say, I am whole and perfect, well, that's just a tedious series of words. All we say is, all is in divine order. Everything in my life is in divine order. Every organ, action, function of my body knows its perfect thing to do, and it does its perfect thing now and always. Everything in my life is in divine order. Hey, isn't that a cool way to live? To have everything, yes, everything in your mind be in cool, right order? Oh, yes, indeed. We listen to our friends at Apple as they bring forth their new iPhone, and it's the iPhone 5, and they think, oh, how fantastic, oh, how wonderful. And then they bring it with a series of other aspects of its beingness and with a series of memory on it, and it's so fantastic, and it's so wonderful, and so glorious, and it's so beautiful. And to talk about it was wonderful. Now they're showing it. They're showing it to the public, and they're having it for sale this September. And they're saying, wow, yes, it's great, yes. And then they say it does all these things that no other iPhone, no other iPhone and no other smartphone has been able to do up to this moment. Oh, everybody will get on the bandwagon, you'll be sure, because of one thing. Everybody is going to mentally see it done. They're going to say all is in divine order. And the other smartphone companies are going to come out and say, all is in divine order. We know exactly what we want to do. We know how we want to do it. We know how it's going to be done. All is in divine order. They're not worried about anything. They're just improving, improving, improving. And who is the benefactor of that? We are. We benefit from it because we are the ones who are getting this beautiful device that is going to do the things we want to do and lots more that we haven't even dreamed about and that perhaps won't even ever use. But it's constantly improving it. It's not improving anything. What it really is doing, it is revealing all its potential. And the larger our awareness is, the larger our mentality is, the more we can say all is in divine order, the more is revealed to us. Our body is not only whole and perfect now, it's whole and perfect always. Our body is not only strong and powerful and wonderful and ideal in every aspect of its beingness, it is that way all the time. When we say all is in divine order, when we work from the point of view that it is done, when we work from the point of view that all is complete, all is whole, our prayer is more realistic when we say all is in divine order. Yes, that is certainly a prayer. When a mother prays for her child or when a family prays for circumstances and they pray for a flood that is possibly coming their way, and they surround themselves with the pure white light of love, they surround themselves with all is in divine order, then that flood doesn't disturb them. The elements don't disturb them. The world doesn't disturb. Everything is harmonious. All is in divine order. Working from that premise, our life is in divine order. Working from that premise, we are fulfilled in every way possible. Prayer is the fulfillment of the desire of our heart. As we say prayer in our heart, we reveal it in our life. Are you ready to have such a thing for yourself? Well, you've had it all along. Every moment of your life you've had it. But you have not called it forth. You have been interested in the little details. You've been interested in the way to and the how to. And you haven't just let go and say, it is done. It is in divine order now. When we can learn to do that, when we can learn to let go and say, all is in divine order, we pray in the fullness of our being and not in its need. So today, we pray in the fullness of our being, not in its need. And we say, all is in divine order. And we say, whatever it is that's in our heart is already a reality in our life. And we let it go and let it be revealed to us. Let it be unfolded to us. Let it be shown forth to us in all its magic, in all its wonder, in all its goodness, in its totality. And it is done. All is in divine order now.